Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Did that get better?
I didn't even know we were rolling. I was looking at my boobs and I was like, oh, hey.
Alina, when she's not filming a podcast, she's looking at her own boobs. Yeah, welcome to Awkward Stage, the podcast. Clearly
welcome.
Very awkward.
I'm Alina.
And I'm Nicole.
We are your hosts, which you know by now.
We have an incredible guest today. creator, TikToker.
Corporate America.
Rod is corporate America.
I am corporate America. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Hi, yeah. Welcome.
And I'm also a millennial.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I don't know if you guys knew that.
That is Samesies, but, yeah. A shared.
All share that. We have that.
We all share that. Cool. Yeah.
And we're lazy, and that's why we can't buy a house.
Yeah. And yeah. We eat avocado toast.
Yeah.
And that's why we don't have savings.
And look, we all have coffees that we bought
that were $11.
Have you guys heard of this millennial pause thing? It's like an article that came out. This woman wrote, making fun. She's millennial, but making fun of millennials. Because every millennial, before they start talking when they film a video, there's a pause.
Oh.
So it's like, hi, welcome to my channel. And now they wrote a whole article on how millennials are too old for the internet. Based
and
on
Gen Z, they
second.
Don't do that. They were just
no,
like,
they're just ready to go. They just always ready.
Wait, I think that we start all the podcasts a little confused.
Yeah, we're like,
is that
maybe she wrote
so
it?
I guess it's not
maybe
our
you're
fault.
The test study.
It's because we're millennials.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So we don't
so
have
you were
to
conditioned.
Improve. Yes.
Yeah.
It's just by default.
Someone DM'd us, I like the MILF podcast.
Okay. So you guys are MILFs?
So, so it's going really well going so great. Far. Rod, you are still Rod God in my phone.
Okay.
I just noticed today.
Yeah. Wait, what was the, you're like, what? I said, hey, it's Rod, but then it autocorrected.
It's God. Yeah. You're like, okay, this would a Rod God. And now I'm like, well, how did that come about?
Yeah. Like, I like that.
What kind of worship went on there?
the church of Rod.
The church,
it's just like.
Ooh. Everyone wears hats and
it's just
drinks
ice
and
coffee.
And does
this. I was going to say, yeah.
Manifests. And everyone has high anxiety all the time.
Right, yeah. And that's
a given.
And that's like, you just pray with like really anxious statements.
Yeah. My religious trauma is resurfacing now.
So. I would sign up. I would.
Yeah.
I would pay taxes on for that religion church.
Well,
you would pay taxes for the Church of Rod God.
Yes,
it's similar to Scientology.
Okay.
Where you just pay me a lot of money, and then I get to decide how famous you are.
L. Ron Hubbard, Rod God, is kind of also similar.
Yeah.
Has a similar ring to it.
There you go.
Okay.
So
I'll pay money to get famous.
Or start a podcast.
Yes. Yeah. This is our
I guess
claim
that's
to
what,
fame.
Yeah. And we're really it's really working.
Yeah.
Anyways.
This was our calling. We go way back, you and us and we all of us.
We all do.
We've hung
like
out
a year.
At least.
Which in this world is 10 years.
Like way back.
1 year
when?
In Los Angeles is 10 years in Kentucky.
Chicago, Kentucky.
I've never been to Kentucky.
Don't go.
But
a
lot
of woods.
So I feel like you're perfect for this podcast because we talk about your awkward stage.
Right.
And I think a lot of your videos are just about you being awkward, but in corporate America.
Yeah, but in corporate America.
Yeah.
As corporate America.
As, well, you are corporate America.
No, well, yeah, my entire life is an awkward moment.
That's great.
So isn't that cool? Like when people ask, what's your most awkward moment? Because I hate icebreakers. I'm like, this right now.
This is it right here.
Yeah.
Small talk.
So it's happening right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys, awkward. Don't freak out, but it's happening.
It's happening real time. You're welcome.
Wait, can we just talk about the search for my Topo Chico?
Oh.
Because, well, there's this coffee shop across the street that I've been to before. And then Alina's like, oh, we're going to this coffee shop. I'm going to get some coffee. Do you guys want anything? And I'm like, oh, I'll have a Topo Chico if they have it. But you didn't know what it was.
No, I Googled it. I was like, I don't know if this is like a joke or if it's like a real request. And I need
test.
To know how to respond to it. So but then I actually responded with something that could be a response to both. And I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then I like Googled it and I was like, seltzer. But then the next thing said like hard seltzer. And I was like, which one does he mean? Is it the joke one or is it the
I
real
wish
one?
I wish you just brought him like a 6-pack of hard seltzer.
They only had Mike's hard lemonade.
That was like, Alina was trying to tell us that she was drinking this vodka that's called corn, but she like couldn't explain to us that it was vodka, and she was saying I was drinking corn. I was drinking corn.
Like,
Alina, You can't drink corn.
Maybe in the pressed chowder corn. Form. Or a creamed.
Corn juice.
You, I guess you could drink it.
Have you tried drinking
it? I stand corrected. I stand corrected.
No.
But yeah, that was an awkward moment. That's why I brought it up.
It was, yes. And yeah, I also guys, constantly
that
have
was really awkward for you guys.
Awkward moment.
You didn't have to experience it.
It's also the like social anxiety that's then how much do I communicate about my confusion or like my anxiety? Right. You always just kind of want to like play it cool.
Yeah, especially because she's such a big fan of yours that she doesn't, like, that
oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. She doesn't want to fuck it up.
Yeah. I'm going to fuck it up.
Yeah.
With Rod God. He won't accept
and
me to his
religion. If the second you mess up, you have to pay more money. That's how it goes.
I just get an email from the like corporate church.
Yeah, the corporate church. That's what it's called.
Yeah, the
corporate
church.
Rod and it's God's like, I hope church. This email finds you well.
Yeah. You owe $300,000.
Circling Rod God back. Is extremely disappointed in your performance today.
Are corporations basically cults? Is that what we're getting at?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Everything's a cult.
Yeah. Cool. I love
that. Podcast is a cult.
This we were thinking about what to call our listeners so that we can make it more culty, you know? So we landed on
cult.
We were testing out cream cheeses, but I really don't think
it
that
really
that's
doesn't work.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes the brainstorm process.
Cringe,
yeah.
Cringe
experts.
I have an idea. Yeah. You could either go with disciples or followers.
Oh.
I like disciples.
Yeah.
Speaking of disciples, let's get into this
yes.
podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why we're here today.
I'm really good at derailing conversations.
Where the heck did you grow up?
Chicago.
Yes.
Okay. And there's the answer to that.
But like where?
Like in the Chicago? Middle of the city?
I grew up in the Chicago suburbs, an area called Naperville.
Naperville?
Which is, it's like an ongoing joke if you're from Chicago.
What's
area.
The joke?
It's just Naperville is just like it's a big suburb, but it's Naperville wants to be a rich suburb, but then everyone who lives there is too cheap to make it a rich suburb. So everyone wants to look rich, but then it's like everyone's a maxinista.
Yeah, they want to be the Real Housewives.
Exactly,
but they're Love Islanders.
Yeah, like Highland Park is an actual rich suburb.
Mm-hmm.
So like Highland Park would be like Nordstrom, and then Naperville would be like Nordstrom Rack.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, so you grew up in Nordstrom Rack, Naperville, Chicago.
Nordstrom Rack of Chicago, yeah.
What were you like as a kid?
Awkward. No, I was very sheltered, so I didn't know how to interact with people because I was too scared that I would be disappointing them.
Sheltered, so, like from like your parents?
Oh, yeah.
Were
I grew
really
up very
protective?
Religious.
Oh,
very religious.
Which religion are we talking?
Christianity.
Yeah. The worst. Yeah.
The worst. That's the bad one.
But the best is the corporate church.
But the one that won, clearly.
Yeah,
that we're all living by its rules.
Oh, yeah. Every day I just reprocess trauma,
so
which is so much
fun.
God-fearing, face down on the ground, crying. I thought about it and I saw, you know, how TikTok will serve you stuff on your For You page that is like, how did you find this out about me? But
yes,
there was a girl that talked all about, she's like, made a video. She's like, this probably won't go anywhere because no one can relate. And then it got millions of views because she was talking about like church summer camps. I don't know if you guys have ever been to a summer camp.
No, but
religion.
I've heard stories.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is too, is if this is okay to talk about on your podcast. But
everything's okay. And we will edit out whatever was
good.
Not okay.
Okay, great, perfect. So anyways.
Imagine like we get up to that point and then it just skips. And everyone's like, what was the
thanks
story?
For coming to my podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so if you could give yourself
podcast.
One piece of advice. Yeah.
Okay, anyways.
These camps are like in a secluded area. Like it was, we would go to Southern Illinois where there's like nothing. And then it was on a lake and it was a church camp. So there was like crucifixes everywhere. And you know, like everything was ready for worship. Every room had like a sound system. Mm-hmm. And so then they would start our church services every night at like 8 p.m. And mind you, we're in junior high, even elementary school. And then they would go till 11, 12 p.m. And they're pumping us with caffeine, like soda, like there's vending machines everywhere. And then people are getting up telling their most traumatizing stories. Like young children are talking about like their home life that like should not be spoken to hundreds of people about, hundreds of other children. So then people start crying and then you like think that you're being moved by God, but no, you're just hearing intense trauma. You're, you have
spiked
zero sleep. Spiked up on Surge. Remember Surge? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a big one. And then you have, little to no sleep.
Wait, what is the point? God. Is that like a form of confessional? Like, what is the point of that?
Yeah, I think it was just to like feel like God is moving and God is telling a story. It's called a testimony.
Scientology auditing.
Yeah, yeah. It's very brainwashy, like very... Yeah. It's when like institutionalized religion just takes it like they want to like brainwash you and it's a cult.
Yeah, it's a cult. But that's how I was as a kid. Brainwashed.
Yeah.
No, I love God. And I love my parents and I truly I told them and I don't blame them for anything that, you know, has happened in my life because the church has done some good things for that, like it for them and like for the generations before. But I think for me, it just gave me a really... a lot of gaslighting and a lot of, you know, like you said, brainwashing.
So you were like that generation too. And then in combination with religion is very like, you can't express your feelings. You can't, your feelings won't be honored or like,
like I needed therapy at a very young age, but like the church was like, no, you just pray it away.
No.
You don't go to therapy.
Yeah.
So,
that sounds terrible.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you still have a good relationship to your parents?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, still great. Okay, good. Still good relationship. You know, nothing. And I, like, truly, like, still go to their church on, like, holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, spend time
just
with them.
Like,
but,
but flip everyone off.
Yeah, exactly. I just walk in there with, like, a Satan symbol on my shirt.
Oh, you know, did you grow up religious?
Yeah. Yeah, sort of. I mean, I'm Catholic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the worst. I've already said Christianity is the worst. I had like my Holy Communion, you know, and all like those shenanigans. But my mom was never trying to. We just kind of did it because like they grew up that way and everyone did it. But she wouldn't like drag us to church or anything if we didn't want to go.
Right.
And then once I was old enough and then I had to pay taxes out of my own paycheck and the church took a lot of those taxes, I was like, I'm out.
Yeah. Right.
And I left the church and I was like, never like, I was always very spiritual. Mm-hmm. But I could never identify with any like organized religion.
I think tithing is creepy to me. It's
yeah.
like 10% of everything.
Yeah.
Is like, yeah. Especially with Christianity or even Catholicism, it's like they take things from the Old Testament that benefit them, but then they also say everything after Jesus died on the cross was like what we should be following. It's like
that's how I approach a fight with my fiance.
Yeah, there you go.
I pick and choose what was said and was not said.
Just start quoting scripture. I'm sure.
Yeah. He'll be like, okay.
Psalm 82:11.
He's like, the wedding's coming.
I'm like, sure. I'm like, on October 2nd of 2016, you said this, and he's like, you said this. Well, we're not talking about that.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to talk about it.
So we're only talking about what you said.
Yeah,
so.
Which is also gaslighting.
Yeah, which is gaslighting.
Yeah,
yay!
Yay!
Yeah, gaslighting. Okay, Rod, so when was your awkward stage? Oh, I know it was your whole life, but if you had to pick.
Oh, I would say high school for me. I mean, I feel like everyone's an awkward junior hire. Like, no one's a cool junior hire, even if they thought you
were
cool.
At least in retrospect, it's like, I did that.
But, like, I was, like, you know... And nowadays it's probably easier to be this, but I was overweight in high school. And that was in the era of Abercrombie, Fitch, and Hollister.
Yes.
Where, like, you couldn't, you shopped at Old Navy or you went naked. Like, that's what happened in those days. And so that was my high school years. And then, I didn't play sports. I was in theater. I was in choir. Mm. I wasn't, like, good at art or I wasn't, you know, I didn't play an instrument. So it was just... didn't really have a place to fit in.
Did your high school have the thing that my high school had where, like, if you were in the theater department, there were even, cool theater kids and not cool theater kids? Like, within the uncool theater kids, there were cool theater kids.
Like, they were cool within
to
their
the theater
own
community.
Right,
because
they were good, and then everyone wasn't good. I feel like Leah Michelle was a cool theater kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and then,
she
like,
still is.
Yeah, and she still is, somehow. Uncancelable.
That
girl.
It's the voice. But
it's the voice. Have you heard this joke that she can't read?
No.
You should look it up. Anyway, that was my upper page.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So what? So like you said, Old Navy. Like paint the picture for us. Like what are we wearing? Yes. What are we dressing like?
We are wearing. Oh my God. My dad, bless his soul. He's the sweetest man. But growing up, I was first born, and my parents had me young, so we couldn't like afford like. the things I wanted. I wanted a pair of Etnies so bad. Do you remember those Etnie chunky skater shoes?
Etnies.
Uh-uh. Oh my God, I have to pull up a picture.
Yes, please. Wait, pull I remember like.
Ow, why did I put my phone there? Hold on. Wait, I can't reach it. Yeah, can you just
I remember
type in
like Ease. Does anyone remember that?
No. As,
like,
was that a German thing?
I don't think so. I thought they were like really popular skater shoes everywhere.
Oh.
But people would put like.
Etnies.
They would put like socks under the. Like inside the shoe so that the shoe would be bigger on your foot.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Here? Yeah, these are like classic.
I'm trying to even envision how it would, yeah.
Oh,
it's
yes.
just like a classic skater
yes.
shoe.
I feel like they look like the ones that say DC. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's yeah. That's another one. But yeah, so yes, like those Vans had ones like that.
Yeah.
But we couldn't afford those. Mm-hmm. So my dad went to Payless and found the closest match, which was a pair of Fat Farms.
Oh.
I'm not sure if you know what Fat Farm is, but it's spelled P-H-A-T.
No.
And so everyone else is walking around with Etnies. I'm walking around with Fat Farms.
I do know about those. I
old Navy
those.
Bootcut jeans or carpenter jeans. Remember the ones that had like
yes.
the little, where you could put like a
very
hammer
practical.
Or a paintbrush. Yeah, yeah practical, exactly. I would put my pens there that had clips. And then old Navy polo, because I wanted to still fit in, so I would still pop my collar
yeah.
or I would
yeah.
even wear the two polos sometimes or the big thing was wearing like a long sleeve shirt underneath the
under
shirt.
The polo
yeah,
oh.
yeah exactly.
That was such a thing
why yeah. was that the whole layering thing was like you just wore and then the belt over the skirt yeah. or even like skirt over pants for girls remember that it was just like
yeah.
put everything on your own
or like shirt pulled down tight over the pants with a belt over the shirt
yes It's almost like, what is too much? Let's
yeah.
do that.
Let's
yeah.
try out the let's boundaries.
Yeah, what's like the worst way we could style this?
And let's do it. And then my hair even, do you remember the faux hawk that everyone had? Where
yes.
It was like, they just put a like the Joe Jonas, you know, like
mm-hmm.
I did it, but I only did it up here.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Just the tip.
Like flat,
I tried
not
styled. So I just did this.
Just at the front.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I had a phase when I was like 13 where I would just sleep to the last second of every day. So
and just roll to school.
And just roll to school. So it was just, I was always a hot mess. But there was one year, I don't know why, but I begged my mom to dye my hair. And I think that was when everyone
what
started
color?
Getting.
Wait, like bleach it?
That's when everyone started having
yeah.
sun-kissed hair. It wasn't even like frosted tips because it was like too late for this.
Yeah.
This was like 2004, 2000, 2008. But it was like when people like Hollister, you know,
yes,
surfer
yeah.
vibes, everyone in Chicago mm-hmm. for some reason wanted to look like they were from Malibu or Laguna Beach. And so my
just
mom
freezing your ass off
it.
With highlights.
Yeah, literally that's what it was. It's like everyone's walking around in shorts, literally like the Bermuda shorts or like the camo shorts that you got from Hollister with a giant puffer jacket.
That's
wild.
Wasn't that like some, wasn't it like a trend in with like stars? Like I was thinking Eminem or like someone else was doing that trend, but that might have been
like dyeing your hair.
Maybe. That might have been a different.
I think more like Ryan Cabrera.
Oh yes.
Yeah. You know, it's just like he had like soft highlights.
Yeah.
You know? So I tried to do that. My mom butchered it, and my hair was like cheetah print and bleached because she tried to do it at home on her own because we couldn't afford to go to salon
no.
and do it. And then she toned it. So entering in my sophomore year of high school, I had. Even on my ID, it was red. I had red hair.
Oh,
like you're a color red. Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, because
you can't
yeah.
fuck around with bleaching hair.
No,
you have
can't.
You have
you really
to get
can't.
It done professionally,
yeah.
and even they fuck it up sometimes.
Yeah.
I remember my male cousins would, like, my mom put sun in their hair when
yes.
we went to the beach.
Is that like, the sun makes it blonder?
Yeah, yeah, but there's two kinds. There's one kind that has peroxide, and there's one kind that doesn't have peroxide.
Uh-huh.
And it's like lemon juice or whatever.
Yeah, lemon juice is like the good stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, she thought she was buying the one without peroxide, and she
no.
bought the one with peroxide.
Oh,
and
great.
We all left the beach with orange hair.
Love it. That's amazing.
Every single one of us.
That's amazing.
Mom.
And then I had roots at like 10 years old
because
it grew out.
Also, like, what was your weird, your mom's obsession with, like, I'm going to get my kids to have lighter hair.
Well,
like,
we were like, we were
thing.
Blonde, like, when we were little. And then we started, like, getting older and our hair started getting darker. And I think my mom was like, you're supposed to be blonde.
I don't like it.
No, that's what my mom was like that with my sister.
Yeah.
Like,
oh.
my sister, like, has had her hair died since like sixth grade because yeah she's supposed to be blonde
yeah
and then that but that's how my grandma was with my mom because my mom grew up blonde and then as you get older your roots get darker and
yeah
so she's like no you're supposed to still look like that
remember when like you were just supposed to be blonde like everyone would just dye their hair blonde like
yep, everyone
I think blonde. Now thinking about it, I mean, I was always a natural blonde.
So,
oh my God.
So you're blonde.
Yeah.
So you're blonde.
But yeah. I do remember feeling a bit superior because of my blonde hair.
Because it was
like, yeah. I was like, well, speaking of cutting things.
I think maybe we have to cut
cutting things.
Yeah. I think maybe we have to cut this out because me being German and saying that might not come across well.
No. Welcome back after Alina's offensive comment.
Well, last time you were the racist.
We have to cut all of this out. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, my mom wanted us to be blonde because of Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears, I think.
But it's like chunky blonde?
Yeah, well, I wanted chunky blonde because that was cool. And my mom was like, that's not natural. Mm. But it was like a fight of I want chunky highlights. And
now
she was like, that's not cool.
Now I picture your mom watching like Dirty on
I know, that's what I was like.
And then like my daughter's gonna be a blonde.
We always talk about Dirty.
To school with heavy eyeliner and a belly button
and
ring. Yeah.
And then like what was she wearing? Those
the
like
pants that are so low you can almost see her hymen.
Oh my God. Nostalgia. Yeah.
Wow. How many times can we say hymen?
Hymen.
I don't think I've ever said that word.
Say it.
Please do it.
Say it, Rod.
Well, Rod.
No.
I don't think hymen.
Hymen.
Yes.
Oh.
All right. We can wrap it up.
Rod said hymen.
Okay.
So
we're in high school.
Yeah.
What year
we
of
have
high
the
school
visual.
Is like your awkward story from?
2005 would be my sophomore year.
Sophomore year.
No, 2004.
The early aughts.
Freshman year.
Oh.
So my high school had a freshman campus.
Okay.
That happened to your guys' high school.
No, nope. That's
common.
Extremely
it's
strange.
It's pretty common in Chicago suburbs.
Oh,
for bigger high schools.
Chicago's strange.
They thought it was a good idea to ease freshmen into high school. Uh-huh. So like we didn't leave our building. So we're like, how pointless is this? And then in Chicago as well, in the Chicago area, like it's not like here, especially where you can like walk outside and mm-hmm. like the doors are locked.
Yeah.
You're like,
oh,
you don't see sunlight. From the hours of 7 to 3, or whatever,
right?
You know?
That's how my high school was too in Massachusetts.
Okay. Oh, great! Yeah, yeah.
That's how I was an exchange student in Pennsylvania, and that's how it was there. And I found it extremely weird that you couldn't just leave the building and come back in whenever you wanted to, because in Germany they don't. It's just like you walk out. You can go wherever you want during like intermission.
Intermission. Like, oh, the lights flicker on and off. Yeah,
wait, I'm an entertainer.
Ben and Hollywood
during too long.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. I only know intermissions. I meant during.
Yeah, they would
break,
have like campus
break.
Security, like driving around the school to make sure no one escaped.
Do you know my high school had to wear lanyards? So that added to the awkwardness too. Everyone found cool ways to wear a lanyard. I'm like, not me. I'm just gonna embrace it. So it's like an orange lanyard with our ID on it.
Oh.
Yep.
And everyone wore.
Everyone had to wear it.
You had to wear it.
You had to wear it, and you couldn't buy your own lanyard. It had to be the one that the school provided.
It sounds so official. Like, how many kids went to your school? It's
my graduating class
school.
Had 500.
Oh. Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Oh, that's a lot.
Well, yeah. Well,
we need the lanyards.
The suburb I'm from is 150,000 people.
Oh, I have no concept of what any other suburb amount of people is.
I think the surrounding suburbs are like 35,000 is like pretty standard.
Okay. Because you could have said 10,000 people, and if you said it like it was a lot, I would have been like, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. Ooh.
I think I'm just here for the voice of like, the dumb.
But you pick up on social cues very well, so.
Thank you. That's really
not
nice.
Awkward.
That's really nice.
So, in 2004, MySpace, right? And there was, I had one class in the main building, and then also I was in theater. So, when you were in theater, you like were around, you know, older kids and all of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hot.
So hot. So cool. And there was one, he was like the. He was the popular guy at school, but he was like the nice popular guy. He wasn't like a jerk. He was friends with the jerks.
Mm-hmm.
Like his girlfriend was so mean, like the head of the mean girls, but he was nice.
Okay.
Like you know, Chad Michael Murray in Cinderella Story.
Yes.
You know, like, you know how
got
he's just like,
right.
just like a nice guy.
Yeah.
But he didn't do anything to like stop bullying, but he didn't perpetuate
that. No, because he has to stay popular.
Yeah.
So he was like nice.
He was just nice.
Yeah.
He was just nice.
Passive. Nice.
And so he was like friends with everyone on MySpace. So we were MySpace friends. And yeah. And so then someone.
Wait, was he a theater kid?
He was not. He did theater, ironically.
Oh, no, buddy.
Yeah.
No.
Like see, the that's cool a guy move. It was a PR move that he got cast as one of the leads. And people would come watch him be in the play.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. He was,
He belongs to Hollywood. That's how his shit works over here.
That happened to me in middle school. I was in a production of Annie, and some popular boys decided they were going to do it, and one of them played the dog.
Oh, no. Oh, I love it.
And then one of them got a really good part, and one of them played Annie's dog.
Aww.
Poor guys.
It didn't work out.
Anyways, enough about me.
Yeah. But he, at one of the play practices, someone was like, Rod, did you see that Brian had you on his top eight? And I was like, what? I was like, he and I never talked. And of course, awkward freshman me, who like I didn't even have friends because I went to a Christian school all the way up to my freshman year of high school. Uh-huh. And then I asked my parents, I'm like, I need to talk to normal people. So I'm like, can I please go to a public high school? So I didn't know anyone. And so I'm like, wow, okay. And so I immediately went home, hopped on my top eight, threw him on my top eight, kicked Tom off there. And I was like, just because I'm like, he put me on his up to put him on mine.
Yes,
and then
yes.
I was like, okay, cool. And so then I went back the next day. I looked at his profile, and he had a whole new top eight. And I'm like, oh, this is how nice this guy was. He felt bad making a top eight, so he coded. Because, you know, you can code on MySpace, like code like certain tricks. He coded a rolling top eight of his friends. So he never had a consistent top eight.
Wow.
I know. So I know. I was just like, well, but luckily it wasn't like something that was so like not a ton of people knew it.
Yeah.
I was a loser. But like,
wait, who else was on your top eight?
My brother had to be. My parents made me put my brother, a year and a half
your younger older brother, younger brother.
Younger brother. Yeah. Yeah, my younger brother was number one, and I remember one day he moved me to number two. My mom got so mad.
Oh no!
I love that your mom was involved in this.
Yeah.
Oh, my mom.
She checked your MySpace.
Oh yeah. Are you kidding? I talked about this in my podcast earlier. My parents. With my iPod, the condition of me getting my iPod and iTunes is that I had to have an equal amount of Christian songs and secular songs.
No.
So when I would download a song from LimeWire, I would put in a different name.
Oh,
so it would, instead of like,
Chingy,
it would be Pussycat Dolls. I was like, Chingy, like Pussycat Dolls. Dirty by Christina Aguilera. I would put just like praises or something. Like I would make like a worship, but it worked.
You learned to like trick the system.
Yeah.
I feel like you could have like the whole Kanye West album though.
Yeah,
it's all sound like the new one.
Graduation. Yeah, but it was actually Stephen Curtis Chapman in my iTunes. So. Mm. Yeah.
Wow. And so then he was part of your top eight.
He was part of my top eight. Yeah,
yeah. And he remained there.
Uh huh. Because I had to leave it for a couple days. So
So.
Were
people checking? So yeah. I never had a MySpace.
I know when like, I said when I talked about the coding, you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, Alina's like,
I know things about MySpace because some of my friends had it, I wasn't allowed. Like, so Facebook became a thing when I was in eighth grade.
Oh, you're young.
So like, I really wanted a Facebook in eighth grade, but you couldn't get it until freshman year of high school. And if you got it before freshman year of high school, the high schoolers would bully you off of Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook was so hot back then, remember? Yeah. And now it's just like... So
like, my friend got a Facebook and all the high schoolers told her she was a slut for having one in eighth grade.
She was.
And she was. Yeah. As you're walking around dressed like Christina Aguilera. Like, who was the real slut?
Your mom dressed you like assless chubs. Yeah,
no. Cut that off. But no, that's interesting. Facebook came about for me. It was good timing at the beginning of my senior year of high school. But that's when you had to have a college email address in order to sign up.
Yes, it was still like very strictly.
Yeah, yeah. Was making fake. But it was before email verification was a thing. So you just had to basically make up a fake email and you could sign up.
Yeah, the internet was a wild place.
It was wild. Remember? E-bombs world. Chat roulette. Ooh, scary. That was like, everyone did that in college as a joke.
Chat roulette was terrifying.
Or how about even just instant message AIM groups? Like you did that with your TikTok talking about AIM and stuff.
Yes.
But just like you could be talking to a 50-year-old man and you think you're talking to a fellow 7th grader.
You're talking to, here we are again, with pedophiles.
Alina, if you bring up pedophiles one more time.
Again. Yeah.
Well, you brought up AIM.
Yeah.
I can't help that they're everywhere.
But that's like on Instagram too. Like people catfish people all the time.
Oh yeah, all the time. My friend, my old boss was catfished. Yeah.
How? Tell us.
Oh my God. I've never told this to anyone.
Oh, yes. Give it to us.
Sorry if they listen to this.
they no, probably
it was
are.
Just, it was clearly like, it was a military guy who was just saying that he couldn't come home to, he was like, even said one day he was coming home to visit. And she's like, great, I get to meet him finally because they started dating off an app. Uh-huh. But then he was, I don't know. And then he even, she's like, hey, because I was a little, I expressed it, I'm like, I'm a little concerned about this. And like, we were close friends too. I'm like, I'm a little concerned about this. And so then she messaged him and she's like, hey, can you send me a picture proving that you're like real? Like this is, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And so then he sent something that said, hi, her name on like a sheet of paper of him holding it. And then if you zoom in, it was clearly like whited out. And then he like edited it. And like, it was the worst editing job. And she's like, see? And I'm like,
the confidence.
Yeah, the confidence.
Oh, buddy.
And so then, on Google, you can reverse image search. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that. So,
I watch Cat.
It's a very helpful tool.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nate, my best friend.
No, you should have. You guys should have Cammy on here. She would love it. She's so nice. The co-host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ran into her outside of a restaurant, and my fiance and I. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
My fiance and I were like, oh my God, we watch you every night because we were really into catfish at the time.
She's like,
and she was like, oh, and she was like, wait, I watch you. Why do I watch you? I was like, on TikTok. Yeah. She was like, yeah, I watch you on TikTok. I'm oh my God, TikTok. We watch each other.
No, yeah, you should have her on. She's a lot of good awkward moments.
I'll reach out. She's like my best friend. So.
Yeah, and you
you watch each other.
You watch each other.
And me and my fiance watch her at night. Yeah. So
she's like, okay. Through the window?
She doesn't listen. We won't send this as an example episode. We ask her to.
But we reversed image searched and found it was some guy in India that had been doing it to multiple women. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was, and then it made sense. And I don't know if she actually sent money, but they asked, he asked if she could send money so he can get home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good scam.
All these like catfishing, scamming stories that are coming out lately. Also, all the like documentaries.
Like a Nigerian prince. And there should be a documentary. And then like, who are those people?
I don't get it. How people send so much money. How people give so much money to these like scam artists. I don't get it. I would never.
I don't know if I was scammed yesterday or not.
Oh, no.
But well, I didn't answer. But did you guys? Yeah, go ahead and open that. It's a six pack of Topo Chico. Did you guys ever watch Sister Wives? It was that polygamy show.
Zachariah, who's on TikTok, is obsessed with it. He always posts.
Okay, yeah, the guy Cody, he has four or five or something wives, and they all like live in. And
that's what everyone thought of Mormonism at the time. It's like, oh, so you marry multiple women. It's like, that's not
okay. Yeah. So one of the wives, I'm not going to say who, because for legal purposes. Yeah.
It's not like she's in the public eye.
There's a lot of litigation surrounding what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
NDAs.
One of the wives messaged me on Instagram yesterday, essentially asking me to join a pyramid scheme.
We should that do her it just for research and fun.
Yeah.
Should I read it to
you? I'll fund
that. Please. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll have the church
fund it. I'm going to read it. Because I don't know if she was hacked.
That's, she might have been. Did she start it with, can you do me a favor?
No.
Okay.
I know to look out for those ones.
Because one time I responded like, yeah, buddy, for sure. And then,
hey, honey.
Yeah.
Wait, hey, it's in sweets. My.
But there was one time where I thought I was, I realized I was getting scammed, and I'm like, I'm pretty far in this. Like, they convinced me. So people are getting good at it. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read this.
Yeah, one of my friends is hacked.
Hey, question for you, love.
Nope.
Nope.
Do you keep your income options open?
No.
Because I found something for us influencers. She has a blue check mark in
this.
This is real. So, and fuck, I'm saying names. So, this a year ago. And because of it, they have been on free trips, went to Portugal, they're going to Hawaii, fully paid for, has earned over $40,000 in each in just a matter of months, and has a residual income going monthly now, all because of Plexus Pink Drink. I started it too. I'm making money and working my way to free trips. And you can also get a free car. Mind blow emoji.
Mary Kay. Is that what this is?
I'm like, did you not get paid to go on that show?
Yeah, I know.
What is happening?
And she goes, anywho, spelled A-N-Y space W-H-O. I reached out because we have an assistant that works it all for you. So you don't have to do anything. We just have an opening right now. And I wanted to see if you wanted to hear more and turn your followers into life-changing income.
Ooh.
And then maybe join us in Hawaii.
No.
You'll have questions, so let me know. And you no pressure, to. Love. It's a killer setup. Kissy face emoji.
All the trigger words that you have to say.
Should I join?
I think it's usually
it sounds
that.
Real.
I think, but it's copy and paste.
But is that pink drink sounds a lot like that pink sauce from TikTok.
Which I just found out about yesterday. I just found out what it actually is. I've like heard the discourse around it, but
yeah, some woman on TikTok was making pink sauce and everyone was getting like violently ill from it, and she just made up the nutrition label.
Or they would get it in the mail and it was like the boxes were destroyed and there's no FDA approval at all.
Yeah. She's just bottling shit in her kitchen and like dyeing it pink and sending it to
you
people.
You gotta be careful what you buy on the internet. People, please.
But when she says Plexus pink drink,
that's what I thought about.
Like,
it also is eerily similar to the sketch that you and I wrote once that we were trying to turn into a pilot, which is about two women trying to sell a pyramid scheme at a funeral.
At a funeral. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we wrote it for this like tanning lotion stuff. Right. But then when we were writing it, we were like, you can go to Hawaii if you get to this level. Yeah. And like, we just made it up.
You could make $600,000 in 4 days.
Like, this sounds exactly like that. You should say you want more information.
Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid, but I had to give it up because I realized it was full of sugar and junk and I really shouldn't be eating it. But guess what? Healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all the bad stuff. The Magic Spoon Variety Pack has 4 flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. One pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs. It's only 140 calories per serving, and it's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. My favorite is the fruity because it tastes exactly like the regular cereal I had as a child, except it's super nutritious. And sometimes I mix it with a frosted, but that's just a little insider tip for you guys. Go to magicspoon.com/awkward to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code AWKWARD at checkout and save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/awkward and use the code AWKWARD, that's AWKWARD, to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, so did we finish your awkward story?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Okay, so the top 5.
I had a question. Okay. Did you
top 5, top 8?
Top 8.
You guys, Nicole, I didn't have a MySpace.
Get on MySpace today.
Okay, I'm going to make one.
But no, I want to know is after you became MySpace friends, and then did you ever become friends in real life or did you talk?
He came to my church once. Yeah.
Oh.
And so then,
he was nice.
That's a nice bringing the story back.
Yeah, exactly.
Circling back to the church.
But then my high school got too big. Like there was too many kids, so they built another high school. So I just ended up going to a whole different high school.
Did you make friends there?
Lightly. I was on prom court as a joke. So it was very much Carrie vibes. Mm-hmm. No pig's blood, luckily. But I was glad to get out of there.
Gosh, high school is tough.
And look at you now.
If there are people who reach out sometimes.
What do they say?
Because I did talk about like getting bullied a lot in high school and stuff. And I had one of my bullies reached out to apologize.
That's nice.
I love that.
I think that makes a lot of sense, though, because when you're a kid, like everyone's so insecure that like you evolve as an adult and realize like, holy shit, I was terrible.
Yeah.
So if you have one piece of advice to give to yourself at that age, what would it be?
I think it would be like – just think about how much this all would matter in 10 years. Mm-hmm. You know, the clothes you're wearing, the validation you're looking for, and also just knowing that you, there are, I know that there are a lot of people who stay friends with their high school friends, but the odds are pretty low. So just knowing that, like, these people aren't going to, they're part of your formative years, but they're not going to be part of your life forever.
Yeah.
You know, so just don't let them control you.
Yeah.
Because I know in the high school, even with your friends, you're like internally, like there was a lot of bullying in my friend groups and, you know, and things like that. So
yeah, kids are shit.
Yeah, that's great advice. And if I and I'm thinking, like, if it was that bad, if it was like this story is from MySpace, and then like nowadays,
oh my god, that's what I'm saying.
All the social media, it just, I can't imagine the level of like.
No.
So kids, if you're listening to this, take that piece of advice.
No. In 10 years. You won't
be friends with these
people. It's not going to matter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no, that's with TikTok specifically, too. It's terrifying because these kids are going viral within their high school. And the kids at their high school are commenting mean things.
Yeah.
That's what I saw a video about the other day. It's like, do you want to know what high schoolers are going through today? And it's shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine. No. I'm so glad that I didn't live out my awkward stage on social media.
I know. Well, I stayed awkward. I stay awkward.
Stay awkward.
Let's
you
embrace
guys.
The awkwardness.
I did. Well, can I say something? I thought about, like, even this Millennial Pause article was all about embracing the cringe. And I'm like, I hate that term because it's like, that's just basically, we use the word cringe in basically you don't agree with how that person portrays themselves. So you're basically just saying embrace being who you are when you say embrace the cringe.
Right.
Yeah. But cringe is a negative connotation.
We say cringe a lot. Yeah.
We say
cringe
a lot here, but it does. But I think we also try.
I do it often
with
this
with the podcast to be like, we're going to use the terminology that society has chosen, but we do want to connect throughout
cringe
instead of like all trying to be perfect on social media.
Aesthetics
and
there's nothing worse than doing the. Scrolling at someone's like TikTok or Instagram, they're still trying to have an aesthetic.
Yeah.
Or it's like, you know how like very much 2014 blogger of like, you know, neutral tones and like, you know, furniture.
The grid
exactly. And now the grid has to look good. It's like, no, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Who are you? If you're trying to make your grid look good right now, we're so mad at you.
Talk about your cringe.
What's your drama?
Where can everyone find you?
At Rod on TikTok. Just Me Rod on Instagram, and then I have a podcast.
What's the name of your podcast?
Which Alina's been on.
Yes,
and
I was.
Nicole, you're gonna have to come on. Maybe you both come on. That'd be fun.
That'd be really fun.
That would be fun.
Then Nicole would know all the things, all the like, sweet stuff you were talking about that I knew nothing about.
Oh my god, do you know she'd never had a cosmic brownie?
Oh yeah,
I never had a cosmic brownie.
Oh.
Little Debbie snacks.
Like, my mom wouldn't let us eat junk food.
She wanted you to be Christina.
Yeah, no, I was thinking back. I'm like,
we had like the organic versions of all those things.
Great. The Costco version?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I think it was just like organic. Like we would have like organic brownies.
That's not fun.
And my friends like wouldn't want to eat at our house.
Oh, yeah, like, that makes sense.
Okay, all you right. guys, send
thank
us
you
your
so
awkward.
Much.
Yeah. Thank you, Rod.
So
thank you.
She's
okay,
done.
Bye.
Okay,
she's
bye,
done
Rod. Thanks. I guess. Guys, send us your awkward stories on Instagram, and we'll read them on the podcast at Awkward Stage Pod.
And don't forget to rate our podcast and tell all your friends about it and subscribe.
I'm gonna rate it.
And
rate it, Rod, and then get the fuck out.
Yeah, I'll rate
do it,
it
right now. Yeah. Do it in front of us. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.